jalapenos, you say jalapeno, or chitlins, chitlin, and you signify what you expect to find in it.
All right. Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, but I don't think I know what it is.
All right. What about the cakes that you make on a griddle or and have for breakfast? What different?
Hot cakes or pancakes.
Okay. Would you use either one of those terms interchangeably?
Yeah, I would say hot cakes.
Okay. And do you know other names for them?
Hot cakes, pancakes.
What about, I guess you could say a pastry that's round, has a hole in it, and it's...
Donut.
All right. Now, do you have any other names for donuts besides donuts?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Chocolate-covered donuts or sugar-dipped donuts or plain donuts.
What about ones without holes in them?
I've never eaten that kind.
Okay. Let's see now. If you went to the store and bought a quantity of flour, you might say, I bought 2 blank of flour.
Sacks.
All right, but to indicate a weight, 2.
Oh, 2 pounds?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that stuff that you put in bread to make it rise?
Baking powder.
All right, and that's one kind, and then the other kind?
Yeast.
All right. And what do you call the... There are 2 parts to an egg. What are the 2 parts?
White and yolk.
Okay, and what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. When you make an egg in water, hot water, and you leave it in...
Poach it.
Okay, but if you leave it in the shell, in the eggshell...
Soft boil or hard boil.
Okay. And so you would call it a...
Boiled egg.
Okay. And more than one would be...
Eggs.
All right. What do you call the... the salt or sugar-cured meat that you get off, you know, when you butcher a hog... You get, and a lot of people use it, add it to greens and other vegetables to season it with.
Ham bone, ham hocks, or salt bacon.
Okay. And what about the, if a butcher takes the whole side of a hog, what do you call that piece of meat?
I don't know. You'd have everything. You'd have a shoulder. You'd have a ham. You'd have a pork ribs.
Okay.
I don't. Is it one name for it?
Well, it depends on what part of the country you're coming from and what you think of the different kind of meat. What do you call the meat that you slice very thin, you quite often will have with eggs in the morning.
Bacon.
Yeah. And, let's see. What do you call the person who does the cuts up meat?
Butcher.
All right. And when he makes meat that is stuffed into casing and made into little links, what is that called?
Sausage.
When meat has been kept too long and it's no longer fit to eat, what do you say the meat is?
Spoiled.
All right. And when you butcher a hog, what do you call the meat that you take from its head?
A hog's head. Well, you get the whole head and you eat the brains.
All right. And what do you call the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Do you know that?
We like that. I'm thinking about goose liver.
Mm-hmm.
But you